This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. While many students across Idaho are now doing school at home, there are other students right here in our state who are working, more specifically working in agricultural jobs like picking up rocks in fields. These students are also trying to keep up with their schoolwork, but a lot of these kids, they need the money, not just for themselves, but for their families. Joining us to talk more about how the coronavirus school closures has meant that more teenagers are working essential agriculture jobs here in our state are Nicole Foy with Idaho Statesman and Sammy Edge with Idaho Education News. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So the two of you collaborated on a news article recently. And so first, Nicole, could you quickly just talk about the collaboration that's going on between your two organizations?
Yeah, this is part of the Statesman's and the Idaho Education News' ongoing collaboration. We're looking at kind of achievement gap and achievement of Latino students across the state. And like everyone else, things have changed pretty drastically during coronavirus, but we're still reporting on this. And one of the things we found is that many Latino students, not just Latino students, but others across the state are now following their parents or just filling jobs in agriculture because they're out of school.
Mm. Well, and Nicole, some of the students that you interviewed, I mean, they do work these jobs every summer, right? But mm-hmm. they're doing these jobs even earlier now. And why
is
that?
Kids working in agriculture is not that strange. There's always teenagers, you know, what these boys that we interviewed are doing are picking up rocks. They're clearing the fields for planting. It's not that strange, especially in the summertime for kids to have a summer job working in agriculture. It's mm-hmm. not strange in Idaho. It's not strange across the United States. But what we're seeing and what educators are seeing is now during normal school hours, because everything is online, there's not really, not every school district has a strict nine to five or setup for when kids need to be working. Kids instead are filling those normal school hours with ag jobs and then working and trying to finish their homework and do Zoom calls on the weekends at night, or some of them are even calling in from work trucks in the middle of fields in Eastern Idaho.
Right. Yeah. So Sammy, some of these teens are fine truly doing the work, right? I mean, they're getting paid. A lot of these kids need that money, not just for themselves, but their families. But there are educators and farm worker advocates that are concerned about this. And in particular, really, as Nicole mentioned, not just about the students' education, but potentially their health.
Certainly. Yes, all of the students that we talk to who have these jobs want to be working these jobs. But some of the boys that we spoke to are going to use the money to pay for college expenses. Some of them are working on getting, stable vehicles so they can drive themselves to college. So they want to be working these jobs. It's in general, the kids that we have spoken to. And educators across the board told us that many of the students who are doing well while regular school was in session are still doing well, even if they have picked up new jobs, even if they have expanded their hours. But there is a concern about students who maybe weren't doing so well in school, who aren't putting in the effort mm-hmm. that they need to balance these things. And in reality, the balance gets quite a bit harder when you're talking about kids, you know, working 10 hours a day, in the fields, really exhausting, labor-intensive work, and then trying to do their homework when they get home. And some of the kids we talk to are working 6 days a week.
Well, and Nicole, I mean, you talked about how before COVID-19, educators are saying that they were seeing students moving into farm work even earlier, and not just like time of year, but I mean, kids are getting younger going into these jobs.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that has a lot of farm worker advocates and you know, even people at our Idaho Department of Labor concerned, is that, you know, we interviewed three teenage boys who under labor laws, you know, once they're 16, they can mm-hmm. work in agriculture even during normal school hours. That's not strange, especially when we have before coronavirus, when we had so many empty jobs in agriculture. But what gets to be difficult is that students younger than 16, 13 and 14 and even as young as 12 years old, they are allowed to work in agricultural jobs as long as it's non-hazardous jobs and they are outside of school hours and they have permission from their parents, depending on how old they are. But it's kind of this, there's this weird uncertainty right now because the U.S. Department of Labor has not clarified to the Idaho Department of Labor and to others in the state what technically counts as school hours anymore, because we don't have normal school hours anymore in Idaho. And so that has, people, especially in Idaho, whose job it is to make sure that employers are following the rules and, you know, not hiring students who should be, you know, at home at 10 a.m. working. Mm-hmm. They don't really have a set guideline yet, because technically you could make the claim that it is outside school hours. You can say your school hours are from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. And that has a lot of people concerned, because right now it's just these teenagers who may or may not have already been working in the fields before and after school to make a little bit of extra money. But as time goes on, and honestly, as agriculture is still struggling for labor in some cases, we're not seeing all these unemployed workers quite flood into agriculture yet. Agriculture is still struggling for labor, and they need to get food out to hungry people. Advocates are worried that younger kids might be abandoning normal schoolwork during the day to go and fill these jobs.
Well, and Sammy, one of the things that you wrote about in this article in particular is that a lot of these teachers, and the three students that you guys focused on were over in American Falls, but some of these teachers are working their hours to fit the students' work schedules. I mean, as Nicole mentioned, like having classes in the evening, I mean, doing things on the weekend. I mean, is that but how sustainable is that model? Because not all kids are out there working in these jobs.
Sure, that's a great question. I mean, what I've been hearing from teachers right now is, it's basically they're working whenever they need to. They're all trying to help their students as best they can. And a lot of them have kids who are working during the day, not just agriculture jobs, but students who are working in other food service jobs or have maybe stepped up to work in nursing homes during the regular hours. So they're fielding text messages and questions late at night or moving their class schedules around according to when it works best for these students. So I think it's really a question of everybody trying to be as flexible as possible to make it through this uncertain time. In terms of the longevity of this plan, I don't know. I think we're very much in adapting to the coronavirus crisis right now, and I'm not sure that working 24/7 is sustainable for the long haul.
And Nicole, you mentioned that the federal government has not issued new guidance for young workers. Like what are those set school times? Where are we in that process? I mean, does the state of Idaho, does it literally have to wait for the feds to say, all right, school's from, 8 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday? For example.
Well, what the state of Idaho is trying at least to do is do their own outreach. Both the people in the Department of Education and in the Idaho Department of Labor are reaching out to employers and trade associations and saying, hey, the rules are a little bit hazy right now, but please remember that these kids' education needs to be the first priority. We know a lot of them are great workers. We know a lot of them are really dedicated. They're trying to save money for college or help out their family or just be industrious and maybe not be home if they don't have a lot of work to do. But please remember, one, they're still kids who should be in school. And two, agriculture can be a dangerous industry. It's actually right. One of the industries that's the most dangerous for children under the age of 18. And so they're just trying to do their own outreach and as they wait for more clarification and guidance and just say, please protect these kids. We know it's legal for them to work. We know it may be legal for even younger kids to work if we don't clear this up, but it's all of our responsibility to make sure these kids are safe, especially when we consider that so many in the fields, farm workers don't have adequate protections against coronavirus mm-hmm. as it is.
Well, and then you put in the fact that our state is different than other states, right? I mean, the Mountain West is different. So then it's not just figuring out, you know, it's not necessarily doing like a blanket formula for every state when it comes to schooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be difficult. And I think it's going to come down to region because, you know, Idaho is still in a very agricultural state. We found that mm-hmm. most of the kids we talked to and most of the kids that teachers are saying are kids who their parents are in agriculture, you know, they already work on a family farm. And so they picked up an extra thing. It's not that strange, but nothing is normal right now. And right. It can be kind of difficult too to make sure that you're keeping kids protected when we're supposed to be social distancing. And of course, agriculture is a essential job, but they're piling into a truck and carpooling out to the fields just like anybody else.
I want to thank both of you for, go ahead really quick, Sammy, sorry.
Yeah, I'd just like to add, we're seeing some interesting innovation here too. Not only are students Skyping in from work trucks in the middle of the fields, but, and this wasn't in the story, we heard an example of in East Idaho, farmers asking for permission from schools before they employed some of these kids to make sure it was okay with their teachers.
Well, and that's good that they're doing that, right? So at least they're looking out, hopefully, for the kids, you know, furthering their education. I want to thank both of you for talking with us today. Nicole Foy with the Idaho Statesman, Sammy Edge with Idaho Education News. They are collaborating on stories concerning the Latinx student population here in Idaho. You can find their story and their other stories on their company websites, Idaho Statesman and Idaho Ed News. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. Thank you.